Kindergarten daf mesecht is baba basa daf chav hey. Beginning with alpha, beginning with master, beginning with the gemara. The problem is shaisa is a gull. Makes it increases the fertilizer. Which Tais says, wait a second, avagab the gull mesh bechakarka. What do you mean? Don't we know that fertilizer actually makes the ground better? Says Tais kishay kula gull, but when it's totally fertilized, when the whole thing turns into one big mush, mazik then is actually considered as destructive. Next Tais master to begin with the words of the gemara. You don't make this borsiki only if it's on this tannery, only if it's on the east of the town. The reason for this is Mishum Deruch my Ravi, because the western wind, Shukasha, which is harsh, Yarchik, will actually distance the Yoylech HaRech Menir, and actually would make the go the other way, made the bad smell go away from the town. I mean, like the Gemara says, Brachas of Memem Alv, Hayoshin the Mizrach Garner. If someone sleeps to the east of his granary, Dami Bereshay, his blood is on his head. The Shaduach Madravis, because the western wind is maybe Hakash Bachaitmai, brings the straw into his nostrils. So you see that we're concerned about the western wind, so therefore make it on the east, because the western wind is going to blow it the other way, away from town. Next to this mass, to begin with the words, because it's constant. So it says, Loiker Sinan my timer. When that goes to words, what's the reason? The mina b'raisa, because actually part of the b'raisa, the chiz of Tisefta has brought in the b'raisa, and therefore it's not like, oh, my timer, as if we're coming to explain. The b'raisa itself is saying, m'neshi tadira. Next says, must begin with the words of the Gemara, Tzva, Shemayim, Lacham, Shtachim, and the heavenly host, they bow down to you. So it says, great, that's showing you during the daytime. But Mtemi, we're going to say, Balayla Nami, but then at nighttime also, B'mizrach Mishtachim, to the contrary. Then it comes out that they're not bowing towards the west. It's actually the other way, because at nighttime they're in the west, and then they're bowing down towards the east. So you could prove it the other way. So it says, what you could say is, we're not going to learn that El Masha Anu Rayin, only from what we see. And we only see during the daytime, and not during the nighttime, and that's what we're going to go based on. Then it says, "We're going to say, why can't you learn out the place of where to daven, mibeis hamikdash, from the base of mikdash, where the divine presence was in the west? That itself should teach us which direction is the shechina." So it says, what you can say is, no, misham ain't lumad. You're not going to learn out from there. Why? Because the af agav the shechina b'cham makim, even though the divine presence is everywhere. By default, you have to put the ark with the kaparis in one place, and it just happens to be that place, but that won't prove that that's where it primarily is. Not, but it's volume. He says, no, the reason why you don't learn from there is that the Shechinah B'mayim, that the divine presence is in the west, because in the Hida base, although you're right, the holiest of the holiest was in the west of the base of Megiddush, the ark, Shechinah Sham, where the divine presence is over there. It says in Shemais, and I'm going to visit you over there. It was actually the eastern part of the Kutcher Kutcher. So actually, that would improve. Maybe actually it's towards the east, not towards the west. Next is Maschel, to begin with the words of Gemara, L'choruchasa Ukman. It's, you could have me go to any direction to daven. Now, so Tais explains, all these Amiram, less Lahu, they don't hold of how the time is, we learned in the Braisa, the Brachas, on Daf Laman Amar Alf. That there it says, Shechaybal Nespal Negad Yerushalayim, a person has a daven opposite Yerushalayim. Here he's saying, whichever direction, and the picking, which direction, whatever, what do you mean? Tais is basically bothered by the question. It says, you gotta do a specific direction, whichever one's towards Yerushalayim. They don't hold of that Mandab and Meshlim Mechzib, because it says in the Pasik, in Malachim Aleph, they should daven to you through their lands. No, they don't hold like that. They daven towards Yerushalayim. El Sabi Kribi Shmol, Dama, that he says that B'chamokim Shechina. Shechina is everywhere. Now, Man Dama Shechina B'mayir, the one who holds my presence is in the west. Sabi Kribi Kiva, also Kribi Kiva, Dama, that he said, Neshi Tadir, because that's the more constant one. And B'chanina, the Shmaitin from our sugya on the base, Dama, that he says, "Kikoin atu in the Yasvan Letzvayna, the Aradi Yisrael, you guys in bubble that you are in the north, Nebri Yisrael, Adrimi, you should face towards the south." Sublika Brais the Brachas. He obviously holds like the Brais in the Brachas that says that you should face towards Yerushalayim. Next test, Master begins with the words of Gemara Uriah. So says Taisa Lashon Shapirsha Kuntras, the version of Rashi that the Urya Mayriv, it's actually the terminology of Mayriv, Nilar Ben Tam, they hold that that's the primary Pshat, which is the first Pshat, and in Parsi they call that Mayriv is Urya, that's the primary Pshat. Next Taisa Mazda begin the words of the Gemara, Ruch Marabas, the western side, Shabama Orfe Shalalim, which comes from the back of the world. So Rashi explains that the Orif is like the nape is Machar Shalalim, it's the back of the world. It's because the Mayrib Kara Ocher, the west, is called the back, the Chsiv, like it says in Pasuk in Tehillim. Ocher Bekedim Tzartani, back in front he formed me, which with Hashim Chagiga, the Gemara Chagiga, the Yudbezim and Alf, that expounds Alin Mizrach Mayrib, for east and west, which the east is the front and the west is the back. Uksiv, and it says, Nami also Aram Mikedem, is from the east, Upalishtim Ma'ocher, and Plishtim is from the back, like it says in Yeshaya Tess, which is this idea that east is in front and west is in back. Ukari Nami, and therefore they also call out the Dorm Yamin, that the south is to the right, Ulitzaf and Smol, and towards the north is the left. Kedamin Mishmaitin, as the Gemara says on Amud Beis. Behind Mishum, then the reason for that is because the Shechinah B'mayir, because the Divine Presence is in the west, the Pnei Shechinah L'Mizrach, and the face of the Divine Presence is towards the east, L'Kach Karim Mayriv, Ocher, therefore the west is called back, U'Mizrach Kedem, and the east is called in the front. U'Darm Yemin, the Tzav and Smol, and therefore, again, the south is to the right, and the if you're facing towards the east, so the right is south, and the north is to the left. Now, L'Man Dom, Shechinah B'cham Malkum, according to the one that says Divine Presence in all places, Zarach, let me have to say, the Karim Mizrach Kedem, this that you call in the east front, again, remember, it's not because of the Shechinah, and the east is to the back, or Dorm Yamin, and south is right, it's south and small, and north is to the left. Why? That seems to be arbitrary. No, because Divine Presence in the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the west, and the face of Divine Presence towards the Jewish people, which was in the east, and they bowed down over there. Hagah, says Taisus, but Rabbi Yitzchak, by Yehuda Pirish, he explains, because Amalam and the Marishan, that the answer to the question we just asked, because when Amr Rishon's stood up, because never when he was created, he was facing towards the east, and his back is towards the west. So anyway, that doesn't seem to be correct. Which that's really in the pasuk also. That's Darshan Ocha Vekem Tzartani. No, because it doesn't seem correct. Shali Arper Klap Eshchina, that his back would be towards the Divine Presence. Laman Amar, according to the one who says Eshchina Mimayv, the Divine Presence in the west. Al Kamar God. So there, but that wouldn't seem to be a correct interpretation. Next says Matzah begin with the word Gemara Ruch Mizrachis, the eastern wind Shemesaeres Kalem Kulay, that's what's Kaseirim, that it shakes up the whole world like a sar. I bought the Mashmas. This sounds like in the Mishnah Shinechem Kal Ruch, that it was the most pleasant of all the winds. I knew Kashibah Kedarka, this becomes a normal way. Kashibah the punishment comes in for punishment. He Mizrachis, then it's a storm. Kedarka like Rashi explains in the Mishnah.